When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Think about that for a moment. The God of this age, the God of this world, Satan, has prevented unbelievers from seeing the light of the gospel. Now, in case you didn't know, the devil is very influential on this earth. Whether you see it or not, whether you believe it or not, the devil can and has influence on the ideals, opinions, and standards in this world. That's why the Bible says the God of this world. The devil has his tentacles in the world's philosophies. They are in so many institutions. And you may think, well, how exactly does he do this? Well, look at the driving force of many, many major companies. It's money. Money has become a god, an idol to many people, including the bosses of many major corporations. They will track your movements, watch what you're watching, analyze what you click on. Some even take your personal information and sell it with the objective of what? Money. Money is the number one objective. Money is the only objective for so many institutions in this world. Yet the Word of God says, the love of money is the root to all evil. But you see, the God of this world, the devil, he blinds unbelievers, and they don't see this. They don't see how money has become an idol to them. Another example to illustrate just how the God of this world, the devil, has blinded the minds of unbelievers is this. The Bible tells us to flee sexual immorality. The Bible tells us that fornicators and adulterers and the sexually impure will not inherit the kingdom of God. However, in this world, what type of content is searched for the most on the internet? It's all sexually explicit content that is related to opposing the Word of God. One site by the name of Covenant Eyes reported that 30% of internet content is pornography. 30% of content online is geared to promoting sexual impurity. And the sad thing is the number of visitors to these sites are in the billions. This is the work of the God of this world. Sure enough, if you take a look at this world through the lens of the Bible, you will notice a trend. What the Word of God stands for, the world is against. What Jesus Christ stands for and represents, the world is against. Those who have been blinded by Satan live under a delusion. They won't see that the love of money drives so many ungodly things. Instead, they will focus on the notion that everyone needs money. Everyone needs to make a living. Of course. And the Bible never says money is evil. It says the love of money is evil. And when you love money so much that you're willing to do things that are unethical and immoral, then money has become an idol. When you're willing to steal or to overlook the detrimental effect you...
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it. Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You have on others all so that you can make money? Then it has become an idol to you. When you love money so much that you're willing to stand in front of a camera and not only commit sexual sin, but lead others to commit sexual sin, then money has become an idol. Take a look at what the Amplified Version says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. But even if our gospel is in some sense hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only to those who are perishing. Among them, the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The devil wants you as far away from Jesus Christ as possible. He wants you to be blind from the truth, even if it is right in front of you. The devil wants you to take God casually, not seriously, meaning you use God like a convenience store. You go to him when you need something, and if you don't need anything, then you put him away. That's blindness. Now, with this all being said, I want to be very clear about this next point. While the devil is described as the god of this world, he is limited. He is not all-powerful. The devil rules the earth in a limited capacity, but he does not have ownership of the earth, nor is he all-knowing, omnipresent, and omniscient. He is not. The devil has boundaries because God is still sovereign and holds the final say. Revelation 12, verse 12 says, "Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in a great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." The devil's time on this earth is short, and what I want you to understand is that Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." When you look to Jesus, there is no devil, no demon that can blind you. When you look to Jesus, there can be no love for money in your heart because your love for Christ is greater. When you look to Jesus, you cannot be blinded, distracted, or whisked away by immorality, sin, greed, or pleasure. I encourage you to really focus. Be fixated on the Lord. This way, you can't go wrong. There are a lot of things happening in this world. There is a lot of evil, and the truth is, this world needs believers who are full of Christ. It needs spirit-filled believers who can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Be so filled with the Word that the light of Jesus Christ will shine through you into this world. We are not commanded to hate anyone in this world. We are commanded to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. This love that the Bible speaks of is one that can only be shown to others when you yourself have received Jesus Christ. Unbelievers may be blinded by the god of this world, but as Christians, we need to ensure that we are overflowing with the love of Jesus Christ, so much so that they will have to see the truth. They will have to see the way to eternal life. Jesus Christ.
It's often been said that the eyes are the first gateway to the heart. Every believer must be aware that their eyes are a gateway that can allow outside influences, ungodly influences, worldly influences to enter the heart. Each one of us has a duty to guard and shield our eyes because here's what the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 22 to 23. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. If you and I are to properly guard our hearts, then we must certainly guard our eyes. So if the Bible clearly says that when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness, this means that we must watch over the gateway of our eyes and deny entry to that which is ungodly and corrupt. We must not give the devil any room in our lives. So our duty is to act as a security guard who is protecting something valuable. Because you are. You are protecting your heart. Now, I believe we need the Holy Spirit now more so than ever, because in this world, there are all kinds of evil forces vying for our attention, vying for an opportunity to enter our lives and wreak havoc. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can identify that this is something deceptive. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can discern if something appears to be of God, but it really is glorifying other things that aren't of God, like this world, pride, and pleasure. We need guidance from the Holy Spirit on how to navigate this life while protecting our faith, our joy, our mind state, even. I say this because we have to be honest, and we have to be real. Everything on television isn't good for your soul. Everything you listen to isn't edifying you. Everyone you come across is not good for you. The deception of the devil is that he wants to lure us into a false sense of security. He wants you to see something that is evil, but believe that it's harmless entertainment. The devil wants you to see something that will plant seeds of lust, but he'll want you to compromise and say, "That's just a movie, that's not real." Well, it may just be a movie, but it certainly plants seeds in your mind. But here's what I encourage you to do. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." In other words, this verse is saying, I always keep the Lord in front of me, ahead of my every step, in front of my every move. I will always let God go before me, because so long as he is by my side, then I cannot be shaken. Other translations of this verse says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. The key part here is keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on Jehovah. And you may ask, how often? But as the Bible says, keep your eyes on the Lord always, continually, consistently. It means if all is well with me, my eyes are on Jesus. If I am struggling and can't seem to find a way out of the mess I'm in, then my eyes are still on Jesus. Whether the economy is good or not, my eyes are on Jesus. Whether my friends are there or if they've abandoned me, my eyes are to always be on Jesus. Examine yourself and check. Where are your eyes fixed? What are you focusing on? In conclusion, as the old hymn says, we should turn our eyes to Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the one we put our hope in as our eyes want to wander. As we look at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we fill ourselves up with the light and turn away from the darkness. Let us all turn our eyes from evil and look at the founder and perfecter of our faith.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.